Alright, Chavo, say good morning and the Freilich and Purim. Let's begin. We have a beautiful daf ahead of us today. Mamishay Givaldi Gedaf. So let's begin. Mem Hey, Gavi, that was for you. Hey. So although we're not going to begin by quoting the Rebbe, we'll begin by quoting the Mishnah. In Eretz Hashem, let's begin. So Hanochrim Ma'ovdim Esahar. So we'll say, so remember again, let's begin. So we're speaking still in the topic of Avodah Zarah, specifically again at what could be rendered Avodah Zarah. So if you have Nochrim, Gentiles who worship a mountain, Ves Hagvos, or the hills, Hey Mutarin Umash She'aleyan Asurin. So we'll say, as we're going to learn, so inanimate objects, that, well, actually, we'll define the scope of this. But for our purposes right now, neither the mountains nor the hills can be made into Avodah Zarah. So that which is on the mountain or that which is on the hill can be made into Avodah Zarah, but the mountain or the hill itself cannot. Shene Emar, as the Pasuk says, Lo Sachmot Kesef V'Zohav Aleihem. The Pasuk says, you shall not go ahead. Literally, it means you shall not go ahead and covet. But it means you shall not go ahead and worship the kesef and zahav, the gold and the silver which is upon them. So you see over here that it's only that which is upon, the mountain or the hill, not the mountain or the hill itself, which is problematic, or which could become of all the zara. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Elohim al haharim. So we'll say, Rabbi Yosef quotes from this, it's the same pasuk, just a different phrase. The pasuk says, Abeit tabdun es kolam bekamos esher avdu sham agoyim asher atam yoshem osam es Elohim al haharim. Go ahead and destroy their gods on the mountains. So the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef Lili darshins Elohim al haharim below haharim Elohim. That it's only their gods on the mountains, but the mountains themselves cannot become the gods. Elohim al agvos. You're not allowed to worship their gods which are on the hills. But the hills themselves cannot become the gods. So we'll say, at first glance, it appears that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying the same exact thing as the Tanakhama. Right? There is no difference between the two. The Maisa, they're both saying the same thing, which is that the mountains, the hills cannot become Avodah Zarah. That which is on the mountains, that which is on the hills can, but the mountains and hills themselves cannot. They just seem to be darshaning it from different places. The Tanakhama says, Lo Sachmot Kesef V'Zohav Aleihem. Ultimately, the Tanakhama says, do not covet the gold and silver that is on them, which indicates to us that it is not the mountain or the hill which could become Osir, but rather only that which is upon them. And Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Elohim Alaharim, and again, Darshing Velo Aharim Elohim. But ultimately, the bottom line being the same, that it's only that which is on the mountain which becomes Osir Avodah Zarah, not the mountain itself. I say, ask the Gemara, ask the Mishnah, Bam Kasha, Umipnei Ma'asherah Asura. So we'll say, what about Asherah? What about Asherah? This poses an existential difficulty for us, right? What about the Asherah? So the Asherah, we'll say, remember again, is something that by definition is part of the fixture of the landscape. By definition is part of the earth. Yet again, we see it is Avodah Zarah. So we'll say, using what we've just learned before of Losa, either Alehem or Elohim Alaharim Elohim Elohim, why would Asherah be Aser? We'll say, here we go. Mipnei sheyesh ba tfisas yad adam. Because Rabbi Yosef literally translated, it has tfisas yad adam, literally means, I guess today we would say, it has man's fingerprints on it. The idea is that this item has man's involvement. Rashi says, what does this mean, man's involvement? Sha'adam not o. A person planted it. So Rabbi Yosef, because a person planted it, this is considered to be something created by man. Because it's something created by man, therefore, by definition, it is subject ultimately to being transformed into Avodah Zarah. So we'll say, in other words, what the Mishnah seems to be saying is as follows. Anything that is naturally formed in this world, by definition, cannot be transformed into a chefetz, into an object of Avodah Zarah, even if it is worshipped. So therefore, even if I worship the mountain doesn't become Avodah Zarah. The hill doesn't become Avodah Zarah. I, using that logic, an Asherah, right, which is a tree, which people pray to, which people worship, shouldn't become Avodah Zarah either. Elamaya tree is different. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because the tree was planted by man. Since the tree is planted by man, this is what the Mishnah calls tfisas yedei adam. A person was involved in this, in the creation of this entity. Therefore, this item can be transformed into an object of avodah zara. V'chol sheyesh ba tfisas yedei adam aser, and I will say whatever ultimately has tfisas yedei adam, whatever was created at least in part by man. Obviously, the tree in its totality is not created by man. The tree is planted, and the tree grows on its own. But lamaisa, since the origin of that tree is something that is done by man, therefore, by definition, it can be transformed into avodah zara. Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said as follows: Ani ovin va'adon lifanecha. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to darshan. Rashi says over here, Rabbi Akiva, ani ovin va'adon lifanecha, efarish va'adon lifanecha. So Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to teach you how to darshan this pasuk properly. How do you darshan the pasuk properly? Komakum sha'ata motzi har gavoa v'giva nisa ve'etzra anon da sheyesh sham avodas kochavim. So also Rabbi Akiva understands over here as follows, that in fact the psukim that we mentioned before are in fact going ahead and giving us the markers as to where to find avodah zara. Also, what does that mean? The pasuk reads, "Abei tabdunas kala mekamos asher avdu sham agoyim." Destroy all of the places where the Gentiles went ahead and worshipped idolatry. So, asher atem yarshimosam. This is the land that you are inheriting. As Eloheim al haharim haramim, their gods on the tall mountains, va'alag va'os, and on the hills, v'tachas kol itzra anan, and underneath every, we'll say itzra anan literally means every green tree. So Rabbi Akiva comes along, and Rabbi Akiva says, you don't understand, the Torah is not just telling you the obligation to destroy all the Zaro. How do we know that? Says Rabbi Akiva. Because simple, if the Torah Kedosha was just coming to tell me to destroy all the Zaro, then what? Coffee line, what's happening back there? There's a lot of guys over there by the machine. And so the Torah could have just said, destroy all the Zara. Why do you have to get into on the mountains, on the hills, underneath the tree? Why do you need that? Rabbi Akiva says the Torah is actually giving us geographic markers. The Torah is giving us like Avodah Zarah GPS, telling you that, by the way, when you get into Canaan and you have to root out the Avodah Zarah, I'm going to tell you where to find the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is on top of the mountains. The Avodah Zarah is on top of the trees. On top of the hills. The Avodah Zarah is often the big green trees. So therefore, again, Rabbi Akiva understands the Torah. Rabbi Akiva is lavdafka disagreeing with that which we mentioned before. I mean, he could be very well agreeing with the statements, because the truth is Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi Haglili are not disagreeing. Everybody actually seems to be on the same page. Rabbi, it's a beautiful day for this Mishnah. It's Purim. It's a day of Achdus, a day of Shalom. Mamish, a Mishnah without Machlokes. A Mishnah without Machlokes. It doesn't get better than this. It doesn't, Mamish, like a spiritual jackpot. It doesn't get better than this. Mishnah without Machlokes on a day of Achdus. All Rabbi Akiva is saying is, in addition to the halachic ramifications that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi Haglili brought out of the Pasuk, there's another piece, which is the Torah HaKadosh is identifying for us where to find Avodah Zarah, where to find it, in order to root it out. Good. So we'll say, so bottom line, what comes out from the Mishnah is as follows. Leaving aside Rabbi Akiva's drasha, what comes out from the Mishnah is as follows. That halacha lemaisa, even if one worships a mountain or a hill, so one does not transform that object into an entity of Avodah Zarah. It is only if one worships that which is on the... By the way, I'll come back to that in a moment. So it's only if one worships that which is on the mountain, that which is on the hill, those objects become Avodah Zarah. Asherah is different. Asherah is the exception. Why? Remember this phrase, mipnei sheyish batfisas yidei adam. Because since a person bepashtos was involved in the planting of the tree, therefore, by definition, a person has the ability to transform the identity of the tree into a heftza of Avodah Zarah. But say, just as an aside, what's Rabbi Akiva's logic? Why are they putting the Avodah Zarah on top of the mountains, top of the hills? The truth is, they got that from us. Right? They got that from us. Remember again, it's a halacha. What's the halacha? A shul, right? The Beis HaKnesses. I mean, the truth is, the Avodah Zarah predated our shuls, per se. But a shul, by halacha says, so say the highest place in the city. Historically, that often did not happen because of anti-Semitic persecution. Jews weren't allowed to do that. But in a vacuum, the halacha is the Beis Hashem is always supposed to be placed on the highest point in the particular city. So Avodah Zarah borrowed that concept from us as well. God says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Lili Hainu Tanakama. Oh, so the Gemara asks our Kasha. Rabbi Yosef Lili Tanakama are saying the same thing. Rabbi Yosef, both of them are saying, if you worship the mountain, you can't make the mountain into Avodah Zarah, but what? You can go ahead and make that which is on the mountain into Avodah Zarah. But Rabbi say, we know. See, we know. We've been around the Talmudic block a couple of times. So we know already that if the Mishnah is teaching me two different opinions, then what? Then what? There is a machlokes, meaning they're arguing about something. Because there is no need to quote a Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Lili if they in fact are saying the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Lili behind the Tanakama, Amarabi Barchama, Amarish Lakish, Tsipoy Harka Har Ika Benara. But so listen to this interesting nafkamino. The nafkamino, the practical difference between the two, I should say the machlokes between the two, is what happens if the mountain is covered in gold. Tsipoy Har Kahar. We'll say the mountain itself is covered in gold. So the shayla is, let's say then one worships the mountain. So what's the shayla? What's the shayla? All right, good. Excellent. So right, the shayla is, what's the status of the covering? Right, the say, is the covering considered to be part of the mountain or not? Remember again, why a covering? Because a covering is different than, let's say, a statue sitting on top of the mountain. A statue sitting on top of the mountain is clearly a separate and distinct entity. However, again, the coating on the mountain itself, the shayla is it part of the mountain and therefore can't be transformed into Avodah Zarah, or is a separate and distinct entity which can't be transformed into Avodah Zarah? Tanakama Sabar, the Tanakama holds, Tsipoy Har Eino Kehar. Tanakama holds that the covering of the mountain is not like the mountain, and therefore, Umissar. And therefore, if you worship it, it mamish becomes Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Sabar, Tsipoy Har Harehu Kehar. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that no, the covering of the mountain is mamish like what? Mamish like the mountain itself, and therefore, even if you worship it, the covering does not become Usser. We'll say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Tanakama Sarat Sipoy Har Eino Kahar Misar Dhsiv Lo Sachmot Kesef Alehem Kol Shalem. So we'll say the Tanakama Svara is, the Pasuk says, Lo Sachmot Kesef Vizahav Alehem. So Tanakama understands that Pasuk is coming to cover even this case. Even if the Kesef and Zav is Alehem, even if the Kesef and Zav literally covers the mountain, still, nevertheless, it is not considered to, it is considered to be like part of the mountain, and therefore again, I'm sorry, not considered to be part of the mountain, separate than the mountain, and therefore becomes Usser. Rabbi Yossi, Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi Savar Tzipoy Harkar, Rabbi Yossi clearly holds that the covering of the mountain is like the mountain itself, Batul Agabe Har. Seals that the covering is bottled to the mountain itself. The chayvan dahar la'avol this kochavim, and since the mountain can't be turned into a form of idolatry, tsipoy nami lo mitzar. So therefore, the covering also does not become asr. Va'aleihem dikra apsili Eloheim telushin koi. And I will say, what about the aleihem? Bless you. The aleihem is not referring to coverings; rather, the aleihem is referring to what? Is referring to the idols situated on top of the mountain. So therefore, the Gemara suggests, although the Tanakhari also seems to be saying the same thing, in fact, at the core of their machlokes is Sipui Har. Mountain is covered in gold. What's the status of the gold? Tanakama holds that it's not like the mountain, therefore it's Usser. Rabbi Yossi says it's bottled to the mountain, like the mountain, and therefore Mutter. Rav Sheshes Amar. Rav Sheshes says no. D'chuli ha'alma tzipoy har eino kehar. So Rav Sheshes holds that in reality everyone agrees that the covering of the mountain is not like the mountain. The Rabbi say, ultimately, remember, darshini like the Tanakama, that Alehem, Kesef is Zahav, Alehem comes to include not just a separate and distinct idol situated on top of the mountain, but rather what? But even a covering, a gold covering on top of the mountain as well. So what's the machlokes? Vahacha, we'll say Amadeis. Vahacha is actually very interesting. Be'ilon shenatu ulebasof avdu kamiflagi. We'll say, watch this. Watch this. Amen. So what are they arguing about over here? V'hacha be'ilon shenatu ulebasof avdu kamiflagi. Both say, the issue is as follows. If you planted a tree, and only began to worship it at some later time. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Ilan shenatu, shelo l'shem ashera. So I planted a tree, not I. Somebody else, right? Reuven planted a tree, not for the sake of Avodah Zarah, Ulebasof avdu. And ultimately, again, he only begins to worship it later on. So we'll say, remember, the paradigmatic case of an Asherah tree is a tree planted for Avodah Zarah mitchilasa, from the beginning. In this case over here, I'm going ahead and I'm planting the tree without any specific kavana, and ultimately only beginning to worship it later on. So the Gemara says, Tanakama Savar. So the Tanakama holds Ilan. So we'll say, actually, before we get to that, look at Rashi for just a moment. Ilan Shenatu, Tap Rashi, Mem Hei Amud Beis, 45b, first line. Ilan Shenatu, Shelo L'Shem Asherah, Ulubas myself, I'll do. The Shama the Tanakama Damar Harim Ugvau Sharu. So what's remember the Tanakama who says that mountains and hills are mutter, who had din kol kiyotzi bahen, shemichubarin, v'lo haisa tchilasa la'avodas kochavim. So therefore again, the Tanakama will say that the tree that is planted not for the sake of Avodah Zarah initially, just stam a tree, and then later on becomes Avodah Zarah, the truth is, Rabbi say that's just like a mountain, right? What's the case of the mountain? The mountain was there, not for Avodah Zarah, it was just there, and then subsequently worshipped. So Tanakama holds that a tree planted initially for regular purposes, tree purposes, and then only later on worshipped is treated like a mountain. Therefore, again, just reading Rashi. So according to Tanakama, what is the Asherah which is Asur? So shenotu mitchila lekach, detfisas yad adam eno klum, ela imkein hi l'shem avodas kochavim, aval natur garin shol l'shem Asherah, inzu tfisas edei adam, hoil vei yishayt alav dait l'avodas kochavim, haya umemaati lei mitachas kol itz ra'anan velo itz atzo. So we'll say Tanakama is of the opinion that essentially the mice, if a tree is planted initially just for stam tree purposes and later on is worshipped as Avodah Zarah, so that tree cannot be transformed into a chefta of Avodah Zarah. Why? Because he holds that at that point in time, that tree is like what? Is like a mountain or a hill. What about Tfisas Yad Adam? What about the fact that a person was involved in it? Tfisas Yad Adam only plays a role when the tree is initially planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah. But if it was planted for absolutely no reason, just stam tree purposes, other arboreal intentions, Gabi, you didn't have that one, right? So then again, Lemaisa, that's not called Tfisas Yidei Adam Bo. And therefore, you know, both say it is mutter. On the other hand, let's just read Rashi. Rashi kind of gives us the whole Gemara, so we'll just read it, and then we'll see in the Gemara. But Rabbi Yosef Lili Meibar, Rabbi Yosef Lili comes along to say, Ilan shenatu garin afilu sholo shem asherah, ulubasof avdu, aser dilo dami lahar. So both say, ultimately, Rabbi Yosef Lili says, no, even if you plant it initially for just stam reasons, and then only later on do you go ahead and what? Do you worship it? That is not like the mountain or the hill. Why not? Because also basically he says at the end of the day a person created this tree. Because a person created it, ultimately again it has the ability to transform into Avodah Zarah once worshipped. So I will say it turns out that according to this approach, well actually let's read it inside. So remember this is Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, what are they arguing about? We'll say second line then Hamad Beis. Tanakama Savar, Ilan Shinatu Lubasov Avdu Mutter. Tanakama holds that if the tree was planted for just stam intentions, right? Not about the Zara, just planted stam, and then only worshipped afterwards, it is mutter. Why? Because again, the Tanakama treats that type of tree like what? Like a mountain or like a hill. What about Tfisas Yidei Adam Bo? Tfisas Yidei Adam Bo, Tanakama says, is only a principle applied when the initial planting was done for Avodah Zarah purposes. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, no. Ilan Shenatu Lubasov Avdu Aser. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, no, if the tree, even if the tree was initially planted, just stam, without any specific intentions, and only worshipped afterwards, nevertheless, the tree will still be Aser. Again, Rabbi Yosef Lili's logic, because he holds Tfisas Yidei Adam Bo, a person planted this, so even though initially there was no intention for Avodah Zarah, since the intentionality for Avodah Zarah comes later on, therefore, Halacha L'maisa, that's able to transform the identity of the tree, and it is not like the mountain or the hill. So the Gemara says, Mimai, midiktoni seifa, mipnei ma ashera asura. Well, so remember again, what did the seifa say? Why is an ashera, why is the ashera tree asur? Mipnei sheish bat fisas yedei adam. Because it will say the ashera was planted by a person. Bechol sheish bat fisas yedei adam asur. And anything that is ultimately has human involvement in its creation, which means that anything that has human involvement has the ability to evolve into a chafza of Avodah Zarah, has the ability to transform ultimately into an object of Avodah Zarah. The choshiyesh bo tfisas adam la'asuyem. So we'll say, when the Mishnah says anything that has tfisas yidei adam, what does that come to include? My love la'asuyem ilan shenatu ulabasov avdu. We'll say, does that not come to include this particular case of a tree that initially was planted for just stam tree purposes and later on ultimately was worshipped, to tell you that such a tree does have the ability to in fact become aser? V'af Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Ilon Shnatu Lavasof Avdu Aser, And ultimately, again, even Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a tree was planted initially, again, Rabbi Yossi, for stamp purposes, and only worshipped later on, that it has the ability to become Aser. Disanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mitoch, so Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, Mitoch Shene'emar, Eloheihem al Haharim, Velo Haharim Eloheihem. So also remember again, now the just important to keep in mind, the pasuk itself only quote is the first phrase. The second phrase is the drasha on the pasuk. So the first phrase is God telling Klal Yisrael, wipe out all of the Avodah Zarah, like what? Like Eloheihem al Haharim, like their gods on the mountains. So the drasha of the Gemara is, Velo Haharim Eloheihem. But the mountains cannot become their gods, which teaches us that you can't transform a mountain into a cheftza of Avodah Zarah. Similarly, the Torah says, Eloheihem al Agvos, their gods on the hills. And what do we darshan? Velo Haglo Velo Gvos Eloheihem. But ultimately, again, the hills cannot become their gods. So I would have said, Shomea ani tachas kol itz ra'anan Eloheihem, below ra'anan Eloheihem. So I would have darshan. The pasuk says, tachas kol itz ra'anan, underneath every green tree. I would have thought that, what does it mean, Rabbi Yossi? That which you find underneath the green trees, maybe they placed idols there. So that is Avodah Zarah, below ra'anan Eloheihem. But the tree itself cannot become Avodah Zarah. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the pasuk says, Vashireim tisrafun ba'ish. The pasuk says, and the asheros you shall destroy in the fire. So what's it? You see over here that what? Torah Kedoshah explicitly says that the trees are to be destroyed. Ela tachas kol itz ra'anan lamali. So we'll say, if that's the case, then why do I need that phrase? You understand what's happening over here. The phrase itself is confusing. Meaning, I understand, es Eloheihem al haramim va'al agvos. The Torah explicitly says, you shall destroy their gods, which are on the mountains and on the hills. So that gives me a clear indication that what? That the obligation to destroy Avodah Zarah is that which is on the hill, but not the hill itself, even if the hill itself is worshipped, even if the mountain itself is worshipped. Yet, when it comes to Asherah, what does the Torah say? The tachas kol itz ra'anan. So why are you using the lashon of tachas? Tachas means what? Underneath the tree. So okay, I would have thought that, what is the Torah telling me? The tree itself cannot become Avodah Zarah, but the idols underneath the trees can. But one second, the Torah itself says, Vashareim tisrafun ba'esh. Torah itself says that what? You have to destroy the Asherahs, which tells me what? That the Asherahs can become. The Asherahs can become Avodah Zarah. So what's going on? So if that's the case, suppose that the Asherahs can become Avodah Zarah. So then why use lashon of tachas kol itzra anan? Hahu lichid Rabbi Akiva. We'll say that's come to teach us again, Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Hahu lichid Rabbi Akiva hu dasa. Don't Rabbi Akiva ani ovin va'adun lefanacham. Because we're again, we'll say, just quoting the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva came along and said, I'll darshan the pasuk for you. Rabbi Akiva says, Torah Kedosh, the Moshe is telling us, when you come into Eretz Canaan, any place where you find a high mountain or a high hill, the Eitz Ra'anan or a green tree, the Asheshem Avodah Skochavim. No, I will say that what? No, that there is Avodah Zarah there. Which I will say is also fascinating. Tells you how rampant Avodah Zarah was in Canaan before Klal Yisrael got there. That literally, again, unto Kadosh Baruch Hu says, see a mountain, there's Avodah Zarah there. You see a hill, there's Avodah Zarah there. You see green trees, there's Avodah Zarah there. A lot of Avodah Zarah. The Rabbanan, Hi Hashem Tisrafun Ba'esh Mai Abdilei. So we'll say, what did the Rabbanan do with the phrase, Va'ashrem Tisrafun Ba'esh? Right? What do they do with this phrase? So the Gemara says, Mibayle, Le'ilan Shenatu Mitchila Lekach. We'll say, they understand this to mean, or to be a reference to, a tree initially planted for Avodah Zarah. For Avodah Zarah purposes. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Mibay Leilahi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he also needs that pasuk to teach me, Rabbi Yossi, Vashrem Tisafun Be'esh, to teach me that if a tree was initially planted for Avodah Zarah purposes, then what? Then Lamaise again, it's Aser. So where does he learn that out from? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Mibay Leilahi. Hachinami, Ela Ilan Shenatu Labasov Avdu Minale. So we'll say it's true. Rabbi Yossi really learns out, Vashrem Tisafun Be'esh teaches me that what? That if you have a tree initially planted for Avodah Zarah purposes, then what? Then it is Aser. But where does he learn Aser? But here's the problem. Rabbi Yossi, so for the Rabbanon, that's where the conversation ends. Because the Rabbanon hold that a tree, which was initially planted, Ilan Shenatu Labasov Abdu, according to the Rabbanon, ultimately again such a tree does not transform into Avodah Zarah. So therefore, all they need is that Joshua Vashem Tisafon Ve'esh teach me that if you initially plant the tree for the sake of Avodah Zarah, the tree becomes Aser. And now, the conversation is done. But according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda Basai, who holds that there are two types of trees which are Aser. Tree number one is what? A tree initially planted for Avodah Zarah purposes. And tree number two is what? Is the tree initially planted for what, Rabbi Yossi? For regular purposes, and then subsequently worshipped. So where does he learn that from? Where does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda know about the tree initially planted for what we'll call regular purposes, and subsequently worshipped? Where does he know ultimately again that that is Asur as well? So, we'll say he learns it out from Hashem Tigadeon. Hashem Tigadeon means what? Means that you shall, literally means you shall cut down. You shall cut down their Asheras. So we'll say, listen to this. So Ezuhu eats Shegiduo Asur. So we'll say, ultimately again, what is the type, literally, Ezuhu eats Shegiduhu Asur V'ikaro Mutter. So we'll say, listen to this. What is the type of tree where that which you cut off is Asur, but yet that which is the ikar, the primary part of the tree, is mutter. In other words, what the Gemara is asking over here is as follows. Where can you have a situation where we'll call it the trunk, where the initial tree is mutter, but that which subsequently grows is going to be asr? Where can you have a case like that? Have omer, ilon shenatu ulabasov avdu. We'll say that refers to a case of a tree that was initially planted, and then what? And then ultimately, again, was later on turned into Avodah Zarah. So we'll say, let's just look at this drusha one more time. So Rabbi Yehuda understands the phrase, Ashrem Tiga Deun. So we'll say we have two psukim by Asheras. One tells me, Ashrem Tisrafun Ba'esh, burn the Asheras. The other pasuk says, Ashrem Tiga Deun, cut down the Asheras. Now, why do I need both cut down and burn? If you told me burn, I'll both say burn is pretty clear, right? Burn is pretty, you can't really interpret that multiple ways, right? It means destroy it. So I need to be told cut it down. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says something fascinating. He says because there's a case of an Asherah tree which doesn't need to be burnt down. Which is that case? That's a case of an Asherah tree which was planted for stamp purposes, subsequently worshipped. So we'll say, what becomes Aser? Now here, again, this is going to be a topic in tomorrow's daf. We're going to see more. But what happens over here in a case like that is it appears that only that which grows after the Avodah Zarah designation in fact becomes Aser as Avodah Zarah. So if I go, so if a person worships an Asherah, tree was planted for stamp purposes, a person worships it, only that which grows after the point of Avodah Zarah designation ultimately becomes Avodah Zarah. So that's why the pasuk says, Ashrem Tigadeyun, that in that kind of case, do you have to destroy the tree? No. What do you have to do? You have to cut off whatever grew after the Avodah Zarah designation, assuming you're able to measure that in some way. So we'll say, therefore, it's two different psukim referring to two different cases. And therefore, we'll say, this says, from here is a clear raya that even a tree initially planted for mundane purposes and subsequently worshipped as Avodah Zarah will in fact be Aser. So the Gemara says, V'ha'ashem tisufun ba'esh kanasivla. I'm sorry. So, Ezu eitz shegidu aser v'ikara mutar v'omer ilot shenatul basof avdu. So we'll say, what is the case ultimately again of the tree where the primary part is mutar and only that which is cut off or that which grows afterwards is going to be mutar? So the Gemara says, V'ha'omer ilot shenatul basof avdu. I v'ha'ashem tisufun ba'esh kanasivla. Tamuda. To which the Gemara said, but 1 second. But we're talking about, but the Gemara is bringing the pasuk. The Gemara is bringing the pasuk Ashrem Tisrafun Ba'esh. Look at Rashi. Rashi is right across. Ashrem Tisrafun Ba'esh Nasiv. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Talmud Lamilse. Ula Meiser Ilan Shnatul Basof Avdu. So the Gemara, Balashon Ilu Lo Namar. So listen to this. But yet the Gemara is bringing the pasuk of Ashrem Tisrafun Ba'esh, not the pasuk of Ashrem Tigadeun. To which the Gemara says Ilu Lo Namar Kamar. We'll say here's how to read the Gemara. Ilu Lo Namar Tisrafun Ba'esh. Had the pasuk not said you have to burn the Asherah, Hayisi Omer Ashrem Tigadeun, I would have said you have to cut down the Asherah. What is that talking about? We'll say, I would have assumed that would, see, had the Torah not said Vashem Tisufun Ba'esh, and all it would have said is Ashrem Tigadeun, I would have assumed that is referring to a tree which is initially planted for Avodah Zarah. Lekach, so the Gemara says, Lekach. Hashto dechsiv Hashem tisufon ba'esh. We'll say, now that we have two psukim, Hashem tisufon ba'esh, burn the asheros. And what? Hashem tigadein, cut down the asheros. Ayayser leiv Hashem tigadein. Therefore, I'll both say, I have an extra pasuk. Hashem tisufon Ashrim Tisufun Baish, Rabbi says the initial pasuk. What does that teach me? So that's the simple case. What's the simple case? A tree planted for Avodah Zarah from the beginning, which therefore again has to be destroyed. So now what do I do with the extra pasuk of Ashrim Tigadeun? Oh, I could tell you, Ashrim Tigadeun Le'ilan Shenato Ulabasov Avdu. Rabbi says that comes to teach me about a tree which was initially planted for regular purposes and subsequently worshipped. So the Gemara says, "My avdi le lichid Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi." I'm sorry, Rabbanon, Hayv Hashem tigadei my avdi le. So both say this is fine. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that what like Rabbi Yossi and Levi, who holds that if you plant a tree initially for mundane purposes and then subsequently worship it, that the tree becomes aser as avodah zara. So they're learning it out from the phrase Hashem tigadeiun. Fantastic. What about according to the Rabbanon, the Tanakamo, who holds, I will say, if you plant the tree initially for regular purposes, and then what? And then worship it, that the tree remains mutter, right? The tree does not transform into Avodah Zarah. So now, what do they do with the phrase, Hashem Tigad? And I will say, this is amazing. Have Hashem Tigad, my Abdilei, l'chid Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. I will say, this is amazing. They use it for the Drash Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. What's Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi? Say, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Gidu'e Avodas Kochavim, Kodmin l'kibush Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Kodem Lebir Avodas Kochavim. We'll see, this is amazing. So the Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi holds that in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, there are two steps in the destruction of Avodah Zarah. The first step was cutting down the Avodah Zarah. Like literally in the case of trees, cutting it down, maybe in the case of idols, knocking it over. And then, but then the primary objective was the conquering and capturing of Eretz Yisrael. After Eretz Yisrael is conquered and captured, then what? Then they went back and destroyed the Avodah Zarah. So we'll say amazing is sowed. So what happens again? Kidui Ovdi Kochavim Kodmin Lekibush. So the knocking down or the cutting down of Avodah Zarah, that preceded the conquering of the land. So as they're roaming through the land, so ultimately again they have to cut down, push down, knock over whatever they can. But they can't spend the time, destroying it now. Because right now again there has to be Kibush. So however, Kibush Eretz Yisrael Kodem Lebiur. I will say the conquering of the land has to precede ultimately again then the destruction of Avodah Kochavim. Take a look at Rashi just a moment. Kidui Avodah Zarah Kodmin Lekibush. Rashi says, when we enter into the land, we were obligated to go ahead and what? We were obligated to go ahead and cut down the Avodah Zarah immediately. And after we conquer it, then you go back and you uproot it. Rabbi say, you know, it's an incredible yisod in life. That sometimes, again, in the world of accomplishment, so there are different ways that a person has to pursue goals. Sometimes, again, Rabbi say, a person has to focus on finishing one goal at a time. And sometimes a person has to go ahead and proceed, bless you, through a number of different life initiatives, recognizing that right now they're all about 70%. Right now they're about 70%, but I need the traction to keep going forward, and I'll find the time ultimately again to fill in the remaining 30% as well. It's not a right or a wrong mahalik in life. It mamish depends on what's happening. So you see, Klal Yisrael again, the goal was Avodah Zarah to be knocked out of commission. So come in, cut it down, knock it down. But the goal over here is kibush. The goal over here is to conquer the land. We can't, destroying Avodah Zarah, especially this volume of Avodah Zarah, would have taken a lot of time. The goal, as it stands, remember again, kibush and chiluk takes 14 years. So first go ahead and conquer the land, knock down Avodah Zarah as you're going through it, conquer it, then go back and destroy. So let's say the Gemara goes weiter. So kibush Eretz Yisrael called Mibir, that's fine. The Tanya of Yosef, v'nitatzta misbechosam. So we'll say, as now again, still same topic. As Rav Yosef says, you shall go ahead literally and destroy their misbechos. V'hanach. So actually, these v'nitatzta, I will say, actually doesn't really mean, v'nitatzta means you'll deconstruct. You'll deconstruct. V'nitatzta, you will deconstruct their misbechos. V'hanach, and leave it. V'shibartem mis matzevosam. Break their matzevos. V'hanach, and leave it. Hanach sakad aitcha. What do you mean, leave it? Srihava, you're supposed to burn it. Rather, again, says the Gemara, Amravuna, Ridof, V'acharkach, Srof. right? Rabbi says, so Radof means pursue and then burn. The idea being, Rabbi says, that there was a mandate here to conquer the land. So because of the mandate ultimately to conquer the land, therefore again the obligation was, knock the Avodah Zarah out of commission, destroy the stones, deconstruct the Mizbechos, but then move forward. Don't take the time ultimately to burn it now. So they were v'rabbanan haimi ba'ileila lo'okei avodas kochavim sheterach l'sharish acharel. I will say that Rabbanan ultimately used this pasuk to teach me that when you uproot avodas zara, it's not just enough to destroy the object, but terach l'sharish acharel. I will say terach l'sharish acharel means you have to make sure to remove any vestige of the idolatry. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda l'shari shacharei minalei. Where does Rabbi Yossi Yehuda learn that you have to go ahead and uproot the avodah zara afterwards? Nafkalei mevi'ibaretem es shema min hamakom ahu. Ultimately, again, we learn from the phrase that you shall destroy their name from this place. The idea being that it's not just enough to destroy the idol, it's not just enough to destroy the mizbeach, but rather, again, one has to actively uproot all of the avodah zara that's around. I will say, which again is an incredible yisod as well. Because it teaches you, they will say that in general we have this with midos also, or negative behaviors. This, oh my gosh! Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Shkoyach. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. So. This is an incredible yisod. Incredible yisod. Somebody check his card, by the way. I trust it. So I just want to point out, so in this yisod, an incredible musar and hashkafa, which is, I will say, the same way in Avodah Zarah, that it's not just enough to stop worshipping it, or to destroy the mizbeach, or to go ahead and to destroy the idol, but rather again, one of the sharech, l'shari shachara, both in the world of negative midos also. We all have negative midos, we all do averos, we all do things. It's not just enough to stop the negative character traits, the negative behavior, but tzarech l'sharish achareha. We'll say every behavior is rooted in something. Everything negative is rooted in something. It's not just enough to stop the behavior, but a person is tzarech l'sharish achareha. A person has to go ahead and ultimately, again, find the root and uproot the root of the issue as well. So we'll stop here for today. I'll share with you a short vart on Purim.